This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Greg Kim. In last night's meeting, the Bethel City Council moved to postpone the vote of the proposed sugar-sweetened beverage excise tax to the next regular meeting. The move came after nearly 3 hours of public and council member commentary and discussion, during which the council adopted several amendments altering the proposed tax plan. City Clerk Lori Strickler recommended that the council give the public another chance to weigh in on the ordinance in its new form. Bethel City Council's next regular meeting is scheduled for April 27th. Also at last night's meeting, Bethel City Council passed a new resolution that allows it to hire an independent consultant to look into how the city processes and prosecutes sexual assault cases. Next, an environment. A state judge has issued a recommendation for the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation to not uphold a water certificate issued to the Donlin Gold Mine. Administrative Law Judge Kent Sullivan issued his recommendation on Monday. KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur reports.
The Alaska Commissioner of Environmental Conservation will make the final decision on the matter. The state initially issued what's called a Certificate of Reasonable Assurance to Donlin in August of 2018. It says the state has reasonable assurance that Donlin's operations will comply with state water standards. It's one of the biggest state permits Donlin needs before it can begin constructing and operating its gold mine. Donlin Gold needs more than 100 permits for its operations. The Ohuga-Hahamut Native Council challenged that certificate, contending the state cannot have reasonable assurance that the mine won't violate these standards. Specifically, the tribe says the state cannot guarantee that the mining operations will maintain Alaska's environmental standards for mercury levels, water temperature, and fish habitat. Administrative Law Judge Kent Sullivan agrees. He writes in his proposed decision that, quote, salmon and salmon habitat in a large segment of Crooked Creek will be significantly and detrimentally impacted by the project, end quote. The three parties involved in the case, ONC, the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation, and Donlin Gold, have until May 5th to respond to the judge's recommendation. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.
Next, in health. The Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation is putting a hold on administering the single-dose Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine. KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur has more.
On Monday, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the U.S. Food and Drug Administration issued a joint statement recommending healthcare providers pause using the vaccine, quote, out of an abundance of caution. The statement says more than 6.8 million doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine have been administered in the U.S. Six people who have received the vaccine developed severe blood clots. All six of the people were women between the ages of 18 and 48, and the symptoms began 6 to 13 days after vaccination. YKHC says none of those cases occurred in Alaska. The CDC and FDA plan to further investigate them. YKHC says people who have received the vaccine do not require additional monitoring or follow-up. However, the CDC and FDA do advise that anyone who has received the Johnson & Johnson vaccine who develops severe headache, abdominal pain, leg pain, or shortness of breath within 3 weeks after vaccination should contact their healthcare provider. YKHC continues administering the Pfizer and Moderna COVID-19 vaccines and urges everyone age 16 and older to get vaccinated against the virus. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.
Next, in the federal government. The Interior Department on Monday named Raina Thiel as the department's top official on Alaska issues. Thiel was a lead tribal liaison in the Obama White House. She will be the first Alaska Native person to hold the position. She is Yupik, Athabascan, and Dena'ina. Thiel is 38 and grew up in several Alaskan communities, urban and rural. They include Big Lake, Homer, Pedro Bay, and Alexander Creek, where her father is from. She's a member of the Pedro Bay tribe. She and her family are Bristol Bay fishermen, commercial, and subsistence. Thiel has degrees from Harvard, Yale, and Houston High School in the Mat-Su. Her job will be based in Washington, D.C., in the office of Interior Secretary Deb Haaland. Thiel's official title is Senior Advisor for Alaska Affairs and Strategic Priorities. She starts later this month. And finally, COVID-19 vaccine passports are gaining some traction within the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Around the same time that the Bethel Fitness Center reopened to fully vaccinated individuals, Kongiganak started allowing only vaccinated people into stores and businesses. Up until a month ago, the Kongiganak store only accepted orders over the phone. Store employees would then deliver the orders to people's homes. This was because of COVID-19 policies the tribe had set. In the first week of March, the tribe updated its policy to allow fully vaccinated people into stores and other businesses like the electric company. Here's Kongiganak Traditional Council Secretary Sheila Phillip.
At both stores, vaccinated individuals are allowed to go in as long as they're wearing a mask and they're social distancing. People that are not fully vaccinated, they can still make phone orders and their orders are delivered to their home.
The general manager for Kamehtalak Coast Corporation, Harvey Paul, says that his store is only allowing 4 people at a time. Paul says that his employees verify that a customer is vaccinated by checking that their name is on a list of vaccinated individuals that they get from the tribe.
Every couple of days, they'll give us a new list. The list keeps getting bigger and bigger. That's a good sign, you know.
Last Friday, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation published a weekly report saying that 50% of Kongiganak residents who are eligible for a COVID-19 vaccine have received one. Just a week before that, less than 40% of eligible Kongiganak residents were vaccinated. Paul believes that allowing vaccinated people to shop in person is helping to increase the vaccination rates in Kongiganak.
It gives them the incentive, hey, look, I better get vaccinated too so I can go to the store. The best way to curb this virus is to get vaccinated.
Bethel and other Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta villages are allowing people to enter stores in person even if they aren't vaccinated. Philip, the tribal council secretary, says Kongiganak has taken stronger precautions because over a third of the village has contracted the virus and 2 people who live there died from it.
Our whole community was just devastated by the first death. And with that in mind, we tried to be as strict as we could for as long as we could.
Kongiganak has not recorded a new COVID-19 case since April 1st. Philip says if that trend continues, the village will open up stores to unvaccinated people as well. For now, she says, the vaccine passport is a way to start reopening businesses in a safe manner. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim. Thank you for listening to KYUK News. Please send any news tips to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.